Well, hello, Ger. Today I'm going to talk about King John's Castle, or, as it's also known, Limerick Castle. It's said to be one of the best preserved Norman castles in Europe. It was built over 800 years ago on an island in the mouth of the River Shannon. However, there was probably some kind of fortification there in earlier times, as archaeologists have discovered remains that indicate that the Vikings had arrived previously on the island in 922. King John of England visited Limerick in the year 1200 and chose the island as an ideal site to have his castle built, as he saw it would give him a vantage point to control the ships entering Limerick and those going up and down the River Shannon. It would also be a stronghold against possible attacks by the Gaelic Irish, and also against any rebellion of the Normans who had come over to Ireland in 1169 and had settled there. King John's Castle was completed in 1212, although, of course, over the years, it has been repaired and extended. King John is famous for being the king who rather reluctantly signed the Magna Carta in 1215. Magna Carta is Latin and means the Great Charter. In fact, the whole of the Magna Carta was written in Latin, and it was very important, as it said, from then on, neither the king nor the parliament was above the law. When the Anglo-Normans arrived in the 12th century, Donald Mór O'Brien burned the city to the ground to prevent it from falling into the hands of the invaders. But when he died in 1174, the invasion took place. John, who had been named Lord of Ireland in 1177, was crowned King of England in 1199. 1 year later, he visited Limerick and immediately saw the advantages of building a castle on the island in the River Shannon. John had carefully chosen the site for his castle. Being strategically placed at the mouth of the River Shannon, John was able to control all marine traffic passing through Limerick. And as a result, Limerick grew into a prosperous, thriving town and was an important port and trading centre. The city was divided into an area called English Town on the north side of the island and Irish Town on the south bank of the river. Limerick was a bustling town and was admired for its beauty. In 1642, Protestants fleeing from the Irish rebellion took refuge in the castle. The Irish Confederate force, under the command of Garrett Barry, besieged the castle. Garrett Barry was born in Cork and was a descendant of the Cambro-Norman de Barrys, who had come from Wales in the 12th century. Garrett Barry had left Ireland at the beginning of the 17th century and had gone to Spain, where he joined Owen Roe O'Neill's Irish regiment in the Spanish army. He took part in the siege of Breda in 1624. In all, he served 30 years in the Spanish army of Flanders during the 80 Years' War. He retired from active service in 1632. And some years later, he went to Ireland to recruit young Irish men for the Spanish army. However, when Philem O'Neill launched the Irish Rebellion in 1641, Garrett Barry joined the Irish Confederate forces and became General of Forces in Munster. He was a skilled military man, and it was thanks to him and the skillful siege techniques that he had acquired in Flanders that the Confederates were able to take King John's Castle. Although they had no artillery, Barry ordered his men to dig along the foundations of the walls of the castle, and this caused the structure to be weakened. The Protestants who had taken refuge in the castle surrendered when they saw that the walls were about to cave in. The foundations had suffered so much damage that later the walls had to be pulled down. Garrett Barry was made commander of the Confederate Munster Army a post he held until his death in 1646. The castle came under siege again in 1690 during the Williamite Wars and again in 1691. During the famine years in the 1840s, many people left Ireland to go to America, while many others died of starvation. Although Limerick was not so badly hit by the famine, the population of County Limerick decreased by 21% as people left from there to go to America. Even after the famine, people still continued to emigrate until 1900. The castle today is magnificent as it has been greatly improved, and there is now a visitor centre, interactive exhibitions, and a comfortable cafe, which overlooks the courtyard and the River Shannon. King John's Castle in Limerick is rightly considered to be one of the best preserved Norman castles in Europe. I've often wondered why those little short poems of five lines are called limericks. These little rhymes follow a definite pattern. The last word of the first two lines and the last word of the fifth line rhyme. And the last word of the third line rhymes with the last word of the fourth line. These two lines are shorter than the other lines. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick example. There was a young lady named Jane who hated going out in the rain. So she gave her umbrella to a nice looking fella and then jumped on a plane to Spain. Okay, so now you see the idea. We've got Jane and rain and Spain. So the first, the second and the fifth all rhyme. And then the other two shorter ones, the third and the fourth, we've got umbrella and fella. Well, it's not exactly a Wordsworth poem, but they are fun. So now it's your turn. Try your hand at writing a limerick and send it to Jer, who must be a whiz at this because he's from Limerick. Right, so send it to Jer. Jer is G-E-R at tre.radio. You may be a poet, but maybe you don't know it. So here's your chance to show it.